right, we are back for another January Q&A episode of the podcast brought to you by the Train Hard app. Another one, man. We had one last week, and this week we have another question, not super related to like fitness and nutrition. So I love these. I'm super excited to get your thoughts on it. But before that, if you ever have a question you want us to answer on the podcast, steps are super simple. Go to the show notes of this episode. There's a link for the Never Zero newsletter. Sign up for that newsletter. Reply to any of the emails. You're going to get a few when you sign up, and you're going to get an email every Wednesday. Some really good stuff in those emails. Send us your question, and then Jason picks out a few every month that we answer on the podcast, and they're a lot of fun. So let's get to it. This one's short and sweet from Tyler. What is something you do just for yourself outside of fitness? How do you determine when to allow time for yourself while balancing work and family life?
I think it's a good question. I mean, thanks, Tyler, for sending it in. I think that first off, you got to ask yourself why you need that, like, just for yourself. Like, how are you feeling? What's going on? Like, the question is, how do you determine when to allow time for yourself while balancing work and family life? And I think for me, a lot of times it's all encompassed, especially like where my kids go to school. We interact with all the parents there, so it's always like a community feel. But for me in fitness, it is my outlet. It's something I love to do, especially jiu-jitsu. Like, I just get so much fulfillment personally out of training hard and doing jiu-jitsu that I don't feel a desire to go do anything. Like, if you explain to me, like, hey, what's a perfect day? It's like spending time with family, spending time with friends, training hard. That's like a perfect day for me. But I understand not everybody feels that same way. Some people train because they know they have to, not because they want to. And I think their deeper why is like, hey, I want to be able to show up for my family, so I train hard. But it's not something necessarily that you get the same type of fulfillment out of that maybe Gabe and I do. And I think that's okay. And if you don't, you just got to listen to yourself and find other things to do. Now, with that being said, I got a request last week to go to Mexico with a group of guys. And normally I would have said no. It's just not my thing. Like, it's just not my thing. I can't remember the last time I went, which is a group of guys without the family, by myself on a trip. Because for so many years, I've been prioritizing my family first, then the business, and then essentially like this, I guess me, but I don't really feel like it's that way. But I've never really prioritized saying, hey, I'm going to go on like a guy's trip. It's never been a thing. And I think it's because I've also traveled so much for work that it felt selfish to go do that. But when this opportunity came up, I was presented with it. And I feel like it was one of those times where like, it's good timing for me to go explore that. And so I guess a way to answer your question, Tyler, on a more macro scale is like, I feel like on a daily basis, I'm having those alone, you know, that fulfillment. But I feel like an area where I was lacking is like this idea of going somewhere with some guys for 2-3 days, because that's not something I've ever been able to really prioritize. So I've been wanting to do other things, but I know that that's an area that I'm lacking in. So therefore I'm going and I'm doing it.
I think this can go in a lot of different directions, because I think a piece of how you answered that, and we've talked about this in the past, is like different seasons in life, right? Like, there's going to be times where maybe there isn't the flexibility to go do quote unquote stuff completely for yourself. And that's okay, because we all like, I talk about like my life and weeks calendars. We're here for a definitive amount of time, but we're here for a while. And there could be seasons where like it is family first, period, to allow for seasons where there is more flexibility to do stuff like what you're saying now. So I think that's part of it. I also think the way that I read his question about something you do for yourself outside of fitness, I would argue that, at least the way I read it, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for you is that thing outside of fitness. I know it's fitness, yeah, but it's outside of like the like requisite fitness you need to do just for like health and longevity, right? Like,
yeah,
you don't have to do BJJ to stay healthy, stay lean, stay whatever. Like, you can get that done with, I would argue, 30 minutes in the morning, you know, getting after it with a good Imam workout from the app. Like, you're good. You do this extra stuff because that is your happy place. That is where you spend time for yourself and probably think about a bunch of things and come out feeling refreshed and energized and so on and so forth. So I do think that even though that's fitness, I think that to me at least is your time, quote unquote, outside of fitness. Cause I would read this as like, what do you do outside of like the fitness you need to, spend time for yourself?
Does that make sense? Gabe, like anything that I really, really enjoy, revolves around fitness. Like that's just things right. I enjoy. Like, for example, I love shooting a bow, like shooting a bow or even shooting guns. Those are both like a physical, like I'm running, I'm shooting, I'm doing archery with Caden. I love doing those things. I love playing baseball. I love playing football. I like doing jujitsu. I like going to the gym. Like these are things that I enjoy. Yes. Do I love, you know, going out like going out to eat with just my wife and on a date or whatnot. Like, of course I love those things, but primarily dude, for me, when my body's moving, it's going to be like a rat. When my body's moving, like I'm grooving, like I'm feeling good. And so I guess for me, it's like outside of fitness, like everything I do revolves around that in some way, shape or form, because I like movement is my medicine, whether it's a walk, a archery, whatever. So I guess that's the way I'd answer that.
Yeah. And like, I can share something that's very kind of outside of fitness, cause I'm getting my private pilot's license. That's very much like the one thing that I'm doing now
that's a good example.
Outside of fitness. And it's literally just like time for myself. I mean, I'm up there with my instructor sometimes, but like Ariel's not involved. The family's not involved. They've come on a couple lessons, which honestly is so fun that they can do that. But it is something that I've done for myself. And I think that like, for me, determining how to allow that time while balancing work and family life is a, like, really clear communication. Like this was a decision that we knew was going to be a time investment. It was a money investment. Like I didn't go out and like say, hey, I'm going to get my private pilot license without talking to Arielle, having a couple conversations about it, her asking questions about what is this going to entail? Like what's the long-term goal? Her being like in line with the vision of what this is going to mean for us long-term, so on and so forth. Like, I think that's a piece of it. And I think that it's just for me, and I know it's the same for you, Jay, like constantly chasing different things and acquiring new skills. Like it makes me show up better in work and in family life. Like indirectly, I have to continue to do these things and find these things to do because it's just part of my DNA to like chase the next thing so that I can be excited about work and excited about family life. Because I think that you're doing a detriment to the people around you if you're, you know, not doing any of that stuff and then getting resentful because, you know, maybe family's the reason that you can't do those things. Now, does that mean that you go out and do whatever it is that you want to do on your own? No, I think it goes back to what I said before, communication and everyone being on board. But if there's something that you like fires you up and you want to do it and it's going to make you show up better in work and in family, I think it's your responsibility to do that or find a way to make it work 100%. Because it's going to improve those other areas of your life. I know it has for me. I've had so much fun this year being able to do something that like from a little kid, I love planes and aviation. And the fact that I'm able to do this now, find time, even though like, you know, at this point with the rainy weather in Texas, I'm flying probably like once every 2 weeks. I love that I'm able to do it. And it's so exciting. And I come back every time so refreshed and so just like grateful. And it's been a huge like net positive for me, family, showing up at work, all that stuff. So I hope that people can find what those passions are and find a way to make it work while communicating and making sure that it's not a thing that like creates resentment in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head really with me and jiu-jitsu. The reason why I'm not as, because this person asked specifically outside of fitness, like you think like, okay, well, I got to pick something. But like what you get out of flying, I get out of jiu-jitsu.
That's right.
And you have to be careful not to feel like you're being selfish and these different things, right? I can't spend, for example, at open mat. Dude, I could be at open mat for 4 hours. Like I'm not, I go there for an hour, 90 minutes, and I get back home because I want to make sure that I'm being present there. But that's how much I enjoy it, especially when that Portuguese rap comes on. Like it's game changer, right? I come home, I'm fired up. So I think finding those things that drive you, but not allowing it to take away too much from the other areas of your life, I think is key. You know, I'm competing February 24th, 25th at my first tactical games. I know over the next couple months, my jiu-jitsu is going to have to be reduced so I could have more time on the range because I just don't have that much. I can't keep taking away from other things in my life. And Ashley's on board with the tactical games, but only to a certain point. Like at some point you got to be able to show up too.
Yeah. And it's all compromise, man. Like every time I book a flight lesson, cause it's a pretty big chunk of time. I have to get to the airport. Flight lessons are a big block and then I have to get back. Like every time it's a conversation, like, hey, when's the best time for me to do this? Like super early in the morning, what do we have going on? Like, are you good if I leave during this time? Like I have to be super sensitive of the fact that, like, hey, I'm doing this thing for me and that's all well and good, but it's only well and good if I'm like checking off every single other box to make sure I'm not leaving Ariel out to dry. And I'm super lucky. She's like the most supportive person on the planet. I love her to death, but like it requires a lot of work on my end to make sure that like I'm not just being selfish about this thing, that I'm actually being responsible because I'm lucky enough that I get to do it.
For sure. For sure.
Dude, awesome, man. Well, that was a good question, dude. I'm loving these. We have one more in January, but until next time.